Hey, ladies and gentlemen, you have now tuned in to the Flow Experience. It's your girl, Flo. And I just want to say thank you so much for taking the time to spend a few moments with me. As you know, I always do things, Flo, and I like to share my experiences with you guys. This platform is just for that. And I prepared you all last week for a few segments entitled Journey. And I just basically want to expound on the different perspectives of that term. Because if you notice, it's been used a lot on social media. If you watch celebrity interviews or just talking to like your friends and family, they will express, you know, whatever transitions that they are going through as it being a journey. And so I just had the idea to think, well, what does that actually mean to each individual? Because I'm certain that it's different because it's totally different for me. So this segment of episodes will consist of an exploration of experiences that most of us describe as journeys. My quest is to find what it means to a variety of people who will be open to sharing those experiences. And hopefully this will bring about perspective, teachable moments and human connections that will then launch continuous conversations for those who simply would like to share their story or just want to express how they relate to the journeys that are shared here on the Flow Experience. And so I had for my first, she's laughing because this is some real shit. So my first image in my head when I thought about who I would want to talk to first was this stellar being sitting next to me now today. My lovely guest is someone who, for me, since day one, and this is no exaggeration, since day one, exuded an openness to the side of the universe that I did not know existed. All right, some of y'all know me. We all relate because of where we come from and who we are and who we know. But here I am in a separate space from where I'm, what I'm used to, and I'm meeting all these different people. I believe I've shared that before, how I believe, you know, it was a chess move, basically, for me to come up out of my comfort zone, come up out of my environment, and meet all these different dynamic personalities and just beautiful people. And so what this person has done for me has encouraged me to explore the outside world from the inside out in order to broaden my perspective of purpose and what that is for me. So without further ado, before I have her over here crying, because she wasn't expecting that, I asked her, I said, do you want to see what we're going to be talking about? She's like, oh no, I love the surprise. So surprise. Okay.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, please welcome my homegirl, Miss Kayla. Thank you so much.
Hi, thank you for having me.
No, thank you for... Thank you for just, I mean, the time that you've taken out of your schedule is important to me, and I respect it. You know, we all have things going on and all these moving parts, and it's hard to get together with people.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It really, really is. Yeah. And so I've got another person in mind that I'm going to reach out to, I'm going to have to make certain that that time is well spent, so I hope that I've... You know,
yes,
done that with you.
Just walking in the door was an experience. Listen, I am here. This is so wonderful. Thank you.
No, I appreciate you. So first of all, I want to just say thank you because from day one on meeting you and then from there getting to know you, you've extended a certain energy that kind of woke my spirit up. In a way that helped me to realize that I have taken myself, well, that I have been taking myself way too seriously. Way too seriously. And I didn't know that. You know, and sometimes that's what we have to have. We have to have certain things in place as either signs or revelations or certain energies to get us to realize, you know, hey, maybe it's not that deep. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, and I'm not going to make excuses for, you know, who I am or, you know, what I've been through because I believe that that builds you up to where you are.
Yes.
Is that not real?
Yes, it is so real.
if it was that I did not have the experiences that I had, then I wouldn't be able to speak the way that I do, you know? So we are all doing exactly as we're supposed to, you know?
Is that not the divine order?
It is.
Oh my God, I swear.
Even in the chaos, it is divine order. It really is.
That is so amazing to me, because in that you find that people use the term journey to kind of describe how they got from one place to another, mm-hmm. or what that is specifically. Like I said earlier, maybe job to job. For some people, that's a journey. Mm-hmm. One relationship to another. From some people, that's a journey. Mm-hmm. For me, and it's not to counter any of that because mm-hmm. I get it, mm-hmm. but for me, 95% of what that term is for me is extremely spiritual. Because now I know that what I'm doing in the physical sense mm-hmm. has to start inside. It can't be no other way. Yeah. Like, I can't... Oh, my God. Like, I know now that I can't get up in the morning without there being some type of spiritual reason. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I didn't just do it on my own.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't meant to just wake up. There's a reason why I was given that opportunity. Mm-hmm. And I never knew life in that way before. And I think, like I said, just being around people such as yourself and being more open mm-hmm. to receiving those notions and paying attention to it and those gut feelings, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. helped me to realize, dang, it ain't about, you know, the fact that I had to use the butterfly and the cocoon scenario on my last podcast where I said, you know, the butterfly is born into a certain phase mm-hmm. and then the caterpillar goes around and it just eats. And then at some point it just goes back into a cocoon. Mm-hmm. It's like it's going back into the womb. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I thought about it. I'm like, wow, that's kind of how I felt when I left home to come here. Mm-hmm. I was stripped of everything I knew, everything that I was, everything mm-hmm. that I had to be put back in the womb. In a sense, yeah. metaphorically speaking, mm-hmm. in order to grow, in order to get where I'm at now, that ain't nothing mm-hmm. but the spirit. Mm-hmm.
It is. It is.
You know, that didn't have it anything is. To do with me. Mm-hmm. So I think that's just a profound way to look at life yeah. anymore, you know?
Yeah.
And I know that it is, in that space that, you know, stuff finally makes sense. It just, would you agree with that? Mm-hmm. Like that's...
I agree. Totally. 100% agree. I feel like the more that it is that I started doing my inward work, the more everything else started to make sense outside of me. Yeah. And I understood that it wasn't this immense amount of pressure that I felt like we were kind of taught when we were young to have, you know? You know, I was just reflecting on this the other day. I was like, man, I'm the adult that I was thinking about when I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah. But in a different sense. Like, I didn't have on the fireman outfit or, you know, I don't look like a lawyer, but I'm like, wow, I am the moment that I waited to become an adult, I'm now that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. That kid desire to want to be an adult. And now I'm looking at myself like, girl, you a whole adult. You got a 2-year-old.
Yeah.
And you're out here trying to do your own thing, making a lane that wasn't even something that I imagined being, you know, my, you know, spirituality doesn't fall under corporate office. It doesn't fall under teacher, lightly, or in a different form. But either way, this wasn't something that was given as an option. Oh, you know, but I feel like my biggest one was...
Now y'all see why I talk to her. Do you see what I'm saying? You don't have these conversations with just random people. Certain folks are just chosen. Because that is so real.
Uh-huh.
You know, you're not going to find that work, that yeah. construction, that yeah. meaning, that purpose yeah. outside of yourself.
Not at all. Not at all. And then when you get that hold of who you are... Then everything else that is outside of you, you kind of start to make decisions. Well, you know what? I identify with that. I'm not feeling that. I think that I may want to explore that. Can I get to know a little bit more about this? Rather than everything being shoved at you like you were when you were a kid. Now we get to do the waxing and waning. You know what I mean? When you get to know yourself, it's so nice.
It is. It's freeing. And I think I'm glad to be able to share that with my kids. Mm-hmm. Even though I don't have it down to a science yet, I hope that I can give them the opportunity mm-hmm. to just truly feel what they feel and mm-hmm. that be okay. Mm-hmm. Express how they want to express themselves and that be okay.
Yeah. Renee, you already do. You already do.
Really?
Yes. You already do. When I mean, your children are beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The way that you speak to them, I feel the energy behind it. When you tell them, hey, it's fine. You can go and do this. I need you to go do that. There is love behind your words.
Yeah.
And the way that they sit and express themselves, the amount of laughs, the amount of posts y'all have, having a good old time.
You know?
You feel me?
Yeah. This,
your children are just as much of a reflection as you. You are doing an amazing job.
Thank you.
And you're out here doing things.
Thank
you. Thinking about just reflecting on where it was that you were when I met you. And you were just like, girl.
We're going to get to that. We are going to get to that.
Okay, I'm going to hold it. I'm going to hold it.
Because I want people to understand the history between you and I.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And why it was important for me to have this particular conversation mm-hmm. with you first. You're like the groundbreaker of Journey.
It's an honor. It is an honor.
Listen, I am honored as well, you know. But yeah, so let's dive in a little
mm-hmm.
bit.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'd like for you to do is tell us a little bit about yourself first. And okay. what do you do?
Okay. So I am 28, about to be 29.
Go
on
girl.
December 17th.
You better come on.
And I'm so excited. 1 year more means another year of being knowledgeable, a little bit more self-experienced.
Yes.
I love it. I am a psychic. Or a spiritual guide,
yes.
however we want to call that.
Yes.
And what I do is I help people come and discover themselves, you know. Whenever I had tapped into this gift of being able to read for people or, you know, tune into their energy is more so what it is. What was really great about it was I could also see where they were and the type of solution that it is that they needed. What they ultimately, when we come in, we're asking for questions. We're not just seeking like the simple answer, like, oh, will I get married in this, that, and the other. We're more so looking for something deeper. Can you tell me why I feel like this piece of my life isn't coming together?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so recognizing that that's like something we have conversations about on a regular,
right?
You know?
Right.
So like I said, being able to tap into that energy and connect with people in that way has been something that, I haven't taken on full time, so.
And you know, and that's important that you give us that, that idea of what it really means.
Mm-hmm.
Because when people hear the word psychic,
mm-hmm.
they think hocus pocus.
Mm-hmm.
They think, you know, the gypsy with the scarf on,
yeah.
and the little, you know,
mm-hmm.
the little ball or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But you found that it is more deeper than that.
Yes, yes. It's not as simple as, you know, playing up the part. It is something you really have to be in tune with self in order to even remotely think that you can connect with anything else in the world, you know? And so as I've been doing meditations and internal work, I started to realize, like, wow, I'm actually really connecting with people.
Right.
And the things that it is and I'm feeling, they're actually like, yeah, that's exactly what it is that is going on. And I will somehow feel led to be like, this is what it is that you need. This is what it is I feel as though you may be looking for. Let's try it out and see how it goes.
Right.
And let me know. And every time they'll be like, yes.
Yes. Yes. And you know, I've never had a reading done.
Mm-hmm.
I've got, the women in my family are very intuitive,
mm-hmm.
and I have inherited that.
Yes.
But my inheritance of that and that gift comes by way of my dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can see stuff and call it, and mm-hmm. it call good money.
Yeah.
Which sometimes I'm like, yo, you know, like people that have left,
uh-huh,
you know, they
uh-huh.
come and see me
mm-hmm.
and they get, you know, they have conversations with me and sometimes
yeah.
they bring me gifts or sometimes they forewarn me or
mm-hmm.
sometimes they're trying to prepare me or they want me to understand that the worldly ideas that I've been provided
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
is not what life is all about.
Mm-hmm.
I've had those conversations with
mm-hmm.
people, you know, mm-hmm. even the people that drummed it into me that you have to think this way, you have to
yeah,
believe this,
yeah.
you have to be that.
Mm-hmm.
They have now gone on and come back and been like,
ain't even don't it.
Like, really, don't even trip. Just
that's real.
But you gotta have still have that internal respect for self.
Yeah.
And spirit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I believe in not only what it is that you are able to do for other people, but I also know that I think we all probably have that sixth sense.
Yes.
I call myself a portal. Mm-hmm. Because let me tell you, while I was training, we had roommates.
Mm-hmm.
And my roommate walked up to me during training one day. She said, "You were weeping in your sleep last night."
Mm.
And I started crying again. Mm-hmm. I was like, for real? Because it reminded me of what I was dreaming. Mm-hmm. I was dreaming about a friend that had passed a long time ago from AIDS.
Mm.
Why she came to me, I don't know. But we had like an interaction, kind of. Like, you know, I drove her in a car to go get something. I took her to go drop her off, or I did something. Mm-hmm. But we were interacting, and it was known why she left.
Mm-hmm.
It was known that she was gone.
Mm-hmm.
But she came to see me. Mm-hmm. And so I had to stop and think, because even though I knew this person, I didn't have a close relationship with her like that.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it hurt me to know she went through that, because that was the homie, I was more closer to her best friend.
Mm-hmm.
And so it made me started thinking about her best friend. I'm like, damn, I hope this person is okay.
Yeah.
Because why would Tammy come to me?
Mm-hmm.
Me.
Mm-hmm.
So I immediately hit up my homegirl. I'm like, hey, everybody okay? Because when I tell you that was her best friend, like they were two peas in a pod.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't nothing closer than those two.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it devastates her what happened to Tammy, you know, without thought, because she represents for her. She, you know, shouts her out. She wishes her happy birthday.
Mm-hmm.
She, you know, expounds on National AIDS Day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I know because of her relationship and her experience with her. So it's just amazing that I have that ability to, and I don't know what it is.
I'm going to be real with you. You called it. It is exactly what you call it. We like to, you know how like when I said psychic, you're like, well, let's broaden that. We're kind of in that space where it's like even titles aren't really fitting to what is truly going on within. Words are not fitting into what is truly going on within. The way that we are expanding as human beings is starting to lose these basic words we're using.
Yeah.
You know, it's not given the proper taste anymore.
Ooh.
You feel me?
Yeah.
But it's exactly that. Our experiences and the way that we articulate it is how we feel it, how we see it. If we need a bunch of words, use it. If we need one, use it, you know? But either way, you're a portal.
Well, sometimes I'm like, look, y'all, okay, I'm trying to rest.
Call it. And that's what's beautiful too, is like as you've opened up this gift for yourself, like you'll be able to close it off and expand on it. You know, you can call to more to help and to be able to broaden those parts of yourself. The amount of limit is limitless. That's the reason why I always go back to it. It's like if we were to think about this reality and the way that we experience it, this is a part of our imagination. How else are we able to really connect with everything that is around if it's not sitting within?
Didn't you just post that?
Yes.
That's how you post that.
Mm-hmm. If you were imagine like when I'm teaching people about, you know, how to connect with their intuition, or how to build a force field, like what I had posted on Instagram. When we're doing that, what we're doing is we're going within. We're taking that piece of us that can sensationalize, and we're now putting it outside of us in our imagination. Now we understand it sits outside of us. No longer can we be harmed. Now, how else do you do that without this being imagination? Do you see what I'm saying?
Oh my God.
Isn't that an interesting and fun thing at the same time?
It is.
You know, it is. It's relieving. It takes off the stress that somehow
something is wrong.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it allows you to be, you know, and then us as working together as a collective, you know, these different energies working as a collective, taking different perceptions.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what makes this such an art. That's what makes this life so beautiful.
It does.
You know what I mean?
And then having respect for those perceptions.
Yes. Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because we get so caught up in what we think we know.
Mm-hmm.
We only think that what we know is what things, how things are supposed to be.
Yes.
And, you know, if you allow yourself, what I've learned mm-hmm. is life is more fluid
mm-hmm.
than
yeah.
that.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be so ground. It has its grounding. I get its purpose. But we are so attached to it because we fear that by stepping away just a little bit that we may be missing something. We may be missing the discipline of it or whatever the case may be. But the greatest master understands that they have disciplined themselves to a point where now they don't have to anymore. They can allow themselves to be. The discipline was just simply to communicate the lesson. And that's what we go through. We go through these lessons to further learn about ourselves.
Yeah.
You know?
See, y'all see, you see what I'm saying? You know, nobody else could actually, for me, maybe I just haven't met that next person, mm-hmm. but thus far, I have yet to be able to meet somebody that can give it so much understanding
mm-hmm.
and it be clear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now I know, I'm like, oh, okay, that's what this is. And I can be okay with that.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think that's really, really dope. So, tell me how you recall when we met.
So, yes. You were at the desk.
Oh, God.
And it was real tense.
Yeah. It was.
You had introduced yourself. And I was like, it is nice to meet you. I remember you had swiveled around and swiveled back. And you're like, it's really nice to meet you. I was like, it's really nice to meet you, too. And since that point, we have yet to separate.
Nope. And I'm going to tell you, and that was, you know, I go with my gut.
Mm-hmm.
I can feel when somebody walk in the door if something is off.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the way I'm cut. You know, I've been around people that taught me how to see it before it come around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And understand what it is. Mm-hmm. And then figure out how to navigate from there.
Right.
That's just what I know.
Right.
So when you came in, I hadn't met nobody like you yet. You know, it was a certain energy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's why I probably was like, hey, it is nice to meet you.
Like, I felt it. I received it. I said, no, girl, it's nice to meet you. I knew this was going to go far.
Yes. And like you said, ever since then, I felt like that's somebody I want to know. That's somebody that I feel like if I have a conversation, that it won't be skewed,
mm-hmm.
it won't be misinterpreted,
mm-hmm.
and if necessary, it'll be nourished.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I would receive. And so much, and I think I did a podcast about this too, so much of us, myself particularly, I have been put out to people and put mm-hmm. out to people,
mm-hmm.
and I'm making all of these deposits, mm-hmm. but I'm feeling empty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. and I'm a human part. I'm a connection type of person.
Yeah.
You know, I'm an exchange type of individual. I don't mind doing something for people without, you know, validation. Mm-hmm. I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
But if I have a relationship with this person or somebody that I feel like, you know, we were on a different page a minute ago.
Yeah.
I can't continue to make that deposit anymore.
Yeah.
And, you know, until I realize that, you know, for me, it's probably best to shimmy on.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. It's freeing to connect with people who are willing to really truly exchange energy.
Yeah.
And understanding the value in it, you know. I feel like this the kind of trendy version of spirituality right now is wanting to minimalize that, you know, not understanding that that's an important part. That's the root of this experience. We've got to exchange. And if someone is constantly taking, if you notice that, a good way to tell, money.
Woo!
When someone is draining you, money moves away from you.
Yeah.
When you start to connect more with yourself, money is drawn to you.
It is.
You know what I mean? It's not.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
Opportunity.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
My God.
Yes.
And that's that saying, you are who you hang around.
Yes.
Because if you're around people who don't have that ambition,
mm-hmm.
you're gonna find yourself in a rat wheel or a hamster wheel.
Yeah,
you know. And mm-hmm. I figured that a little while ago when I knew, well, when I was forced out of my comfort zone and away from people that made me feel comfortable, I had to get away from that.
Yeah.
And I had to do that in order to realize, you know, my potential.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I still ain't there yet. I'm still navigating.
No, I'm telling you. I'm telling you, this life is far from, and I'm learning this too, this life is far from the end result. It is every bit about the little moments, the little things, the difference in the way you feel when you sit down versus when you stand up.
Yes.
The different types of foods that you consume. Ooh. You know, it's those things that actually makes this life full. It's not the job promotion, because really, honestly, I know that the money is there, and I get that pitch because we need it as a part of our needs to feel comfortable. But we can provide ourselves comfort. You know what I mean? And that starts with our mind. If our mind is restless, we can't see comfort.
Right.
We're just worried about how uncomfortable we're feeling. And it's, like I said, it's in our mind.
Yeah.
And we can settle that part down and be like, you know what? I'm good in my skin. Now what else am I good on? You know what? I'm good on my breath. You know what? I'm good on my water. And everything else just keeps moving. And then you change your perception. And now everything is good all the time. And you start thinking, hey, it's a little too good. Yeah. Do we need some conflict?
Right, right. Starting to appreciate the things that you put to the back of your mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you know, and that's probably why I relate the term journey to spiritual growth, because I started doing little things such as appreciating the sun. Can't wait to see it in the morning.
Yeah.
Can't wait to feel it warm on my skin.
Yeah.
Can't wait to just stand there and bask. But in the meantime, I learned, and I don't even know that I did it on purpose. I just started praying. Every time I'm out there, I'm having a conversation.
Yeah.
I am drawn into this, you know, out of thought of something is bigger than me out here.
Yeah,
and it's great.
Yeah.
So, you know, I had never done that before. I just started doing that till I moved here.
I love it. And it was because you needed a new vibration, though. You think about it. Every time it is we move, you got to think about it as a reflection of yourself.
Right.
Home sits as your pillar.
Right.
You know what I mean? Well, that's the same space we come into. So what we put into our home is how we sit in our home. So with you now moving into a house, giving yourself space, more ability to express, look at how you expand.
I did. Because after I started living in this address, I started to get to know, you know, and see things totally different. Because, you know, after we moved here, the storm came.
Yeah.
You know, and so I had to figure out, you know, how am I going to sustain in this part of my life. I had to figure that out.
Yeah.
But the physical doing of trying to figure out how to sustain, going to work and, you know, calling this person because I need, or reaching out here, that wasn't doing it. I had to literally take a step back and figure out, why is it raining?
Yeah.
There's a reason.
Yeah.
So, that's where my relationship with the sun came in, because I stopped working and I started having more time at home with the kids. And every morning after I would drop them off, I started realizing, you know, where is my nourishment coming from that I can't, you know, sustain on my own? I wanted to figure that out. Like, I'm not just healthy because I'm eating. Something else is charging me. Something else is giving me this energy. Something else is bigger than that. And so I started going outside every morning and just standing in the sun and be like, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I would hear the birds, and I started to feel a certain way. Like, this is what it is. This is it.
Yeah. Our connection to what is outside of
us.
Yeah.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
I love it.
All right. So from the day we met up until now, how would you describe your journey?
Woo!
Yes.
I can't fully figure out if I have words just yet.
Take your time. Because it's something to think about.
Because in truth, when you met me and who I am, even in the now,
Hey, my love. Hi.
See? In walks.
And in walks Nye. Come on. Which I think would be...
Yeah, your heels done?
No.
Hi.
Yeah. As I ask about your journey.
As I ask about the journey, then she pops up, which is so perfect.
Yeah.
When I met you, I was not pregnant.
Nope.
I was fresh on this journey. I had locks down my back.
Yep.
Or I should say fresh in the journey. I was fresh in that angle of the journey because for me, they seem, it shifts perceptions. That's how my journey works.
Uh-huh.
As I've mastered a certain angle of this reality, then something will shift and then I'll see something a different way.
Mm-hmm.
So it's funny when you're talking about what does journey mean. That's what journey means to me. It's a shift in perception. Can you see, now that you see the grand this way, can you see it this way? And can you see
what I'm
saying?
When
it's rough?
How it's different for everybody.
Yeah,
And I don't mean to interrupt you, but you hear the term used so loosely. Mm-hmm. But for me, it's a more profound reason why we are experiencing what we're going through.
Yeah. So when I met you, there was a certain perception that it is that I had. I knew what I felt within, but was still trying to figure out how to articulate that with words. But I knew that I felt it. In the now, you're looking at someone who can speak, you know? So before when we talked, I just knew how to somehow, you know?
Ooh,
now I feel confident enough to know.
I like that.
Now I feel as though like, okay, I know, and I can be brave in that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Before, when I would think about talking with people, I would be shy about it. Now I'm not. I know that seems so weird. You would never know what's going on inside, but that would be what was going on. I'd be so shy to really, really say what is within because I would fear about. How would that be perceived?
Yeah.
Is that a little bit far-fetched considering we're in, like, a structure?
Yeah.
But eventually, I had to be like, no, I've got to speak because if I can come into myself, then I can teach my little girl how to do that.
That's right.
You know? So there can't, fear can't move and be a teacher at the same time, you know? Not in this form, you know? I think that the pure energy of fear can do some things. But, in this version, no. In human version, no. It only serves you for light protection. But as far as knowing yourself, no, there's nothing to fear in that. And I can say that now.
And be comfortable saying
it. And be comfortable saying it.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
Isn't that what it's really all about?
Yeah.
To really be able to, and what I've learned, if I compare generations, is that the generation that has come behind me is way more expressive.
Mm-hmm.
They're way more colorful.
Yeah.
They're way more accepting.
Mm-hmm.
even though sometimes it doesn't seem like it because we've got, you know, bullying at an all-time high.
Mm-hmm.
You can't ignore that. But I do feel that the taboos are fading a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, because people, like you said, their perspectives have shifted.
Mm-hmm.
And what's okay now didn't used to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have social media.
Yep.
We didn't have, you know, cell phones and stuff like that. We had pagers.
I remember
where my
those.
OGs at? We had pagers and pay phones.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it was a big deal when things like MySpace came out.
Mm-hmm.
And you were okay to put your music out there the way you wanted it.
Yeah. It didn't
have to fit a distribution structure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just that as a perspective change.
Yeah.
Yep. It's huge.
That is.
You know, so my artistic, you know, loved ones, you know, they now have a chance.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like another platform that's been really good about supporting that too has been YouTube.
For sure.
You know what I mean?
Oh, without a doubt.
It definitely has given the platform to be able to speak on in several angles and in several ways, you know, that be
TikTok.
It's endless.
TikTok.
Yeah. So it is. It's definitely, you know, evolved. I would call that an evolution.
Yes. I feel like we go through those a lot in our lives. And it's nice to go back, you know, even in our conversations. What you need, girl?
Are you?
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It's nice to go back into our lives and think about that evolution. Ooh, my 10, my when I was, you know, 0 to 10. When I was 10 to 15. Ooh, Jesus.
Let me tell you.
A teens is its own journey. We're going to say 10 to 18 because, good God, from 18 to now is longer than, longer than a decade.
It really is.
The amount of development you have, you look back and you're like, wow, I'm not that person anymore.
That's going to lead me to one of my other questions.
Let's go.
See, that's why we connect, because trust me, you're gonna love it. Because that's really hitting it dead on, spot on. I promise you.
Do I throw this away because it fell on the floor?
Yeah.
Throw that away.
So at what point did you wholeheartedly recognize that you were on a very special path of growth? And when did that light bulb for you go on?
Because
like you said, it was at one point you knew something was there, but you couldn't articulate it.
Yeah. I would have to say in truth, it was in recent months.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. The amount of energy and confidence I hold now, I really could truly say wasn't even matching a year ago.
Wow.
For me to have come into this space, it feels like a real knowing.
Yeah.
When I was exploring myself before, I was still saying, oh, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. And in just recent, I was like, no, you do. And that's no longer a crutch. You're not allowed to say you don't know anymore. Because all you're doing is trying to make yourself small so that you don't have to take responsibility for what your calling is. So it's time for you to stop and start speaking. And that was in recent. I had no problem with denying who I was so that I could not have to feel that. You know, it's a scary feeling to know that when you experience people, there's a true gift that's given between the two of them. The exchange of human existence is so beautiful to me. And I don't take any interaction lightly.
That's emotional. Because I feel like that now.
Let's go.
Right now. I do. I don't have an explanation for it. And you articulated it just now. I don't want to be status quo. That's what I was trained up to believe I'm supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be... I have responsibilities. Mm-hmm. So I have to be able to find a balance.
Yeah, we have
without our balance. Losing myself completely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I ain't even going to say I'm there now. I feel like I'm getting there. I'm getting there. Because you told me a long time ago, you said... When you ask the universe for something, let the universe know that there is no other choice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That this is what your expectation is. Yes. Don't give it a either or maybe or if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Tell it what you want.
Yes. 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 You know what's so funny about that? Because as I started saying what I wanted, it started showing up.
Yeah.
And then the responsibility kicks in. Okay,
then,
now
like
what are you going to do with it?
You took responsibility for
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all see what I'm saying? Damn. And this might be over a lot of people's heads, and that's okay. And I'm not, you know, mm-hmm. I'm really not criticizing nobody mm-hmm. because maybe 5 years ago, I couldn't have had this conversation with you.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have understood.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have made sense
same,
to me.
Same. And that's what I'm saying is so beautiful about being able to reflect all
yes.
the time. We get to see, yo, we are not what we used to be.
No.
You know, that is something.
Thank God.
Right. And we needed it just as much to be who we are in this very moment in time. Because had we have not had it, who would we be?
Yeah.
You see what
and
I'm
it's
saying?
Hard for me to shed judgment because I can hear it without it being spoken.
Mm-hmm.
I can feel it when I walk in a room.
Mm-hmm.
And then I kind of cower mm-hmm. back into that space that won't allow myself to be too expressive mm-hmm. to this, to that, you know, or speak on some of the things that I desire mm-hmm. without somebody saying, what?
Ooh, can we touch that real quick?
Yeah,
real
please, quick, real please, quick. Please, please, please.
So I was thinking about that recently, how like we'll have something that it is we're proud of.
Proud.
And we'll go and share it with somebody else.
Chest up.
Oh my gosh. Beaming, okay? Beaming. And then all of a sudden someone comes or you tell them and you don't receive the energy back the way that you expected. And that is painful.
Yeah, it can be.
You know, especially when we're feeling ourselves, you know, we're feeling our power, our knowledge,
yes.
our confirmation.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And when we give that to someone else, then we just relinquish every bit of what we just built up. And that's why I'm learning that I have to constantly give myself the pat on the back before I ever let anyone else get a hold of it. Because,
oh.
you know what I mean? Just really sitting in
yes.
it and being like, girl, I see you. I see you. And then when I feel good in that, when I've given all my hurrahs, then I can go share it with others because it can't be touched at that point.
At that point, it cannot.
It cannot be
because
touched.
Because at the end, when you present it to the world, you present it in a way that the confident level.
Yeah, because you done already shed the fear
yes.
of someone else, you know, having.
So I'm doing this now.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
hold your head up.
Yes.
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 That is
yeah.
mind-blowing. How, and it's, and really, it's ego, because on the receiving end,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
it's their
mm-hmm.
ego that mm-hmm. was shattered.
Mm-hmm.
You know, their energy was shattered. What it is that you are accomplishing?
Yeah,
because
yeah.
it ain't traditional.
Yeah,
or it ain't painted in a certain way. It doesn't mm-hmm. use a certain, you know, three-dimensional angles the way that they anticipated.
Yeah,
it's a little messy.
Yeah, it's challenging their reality.
Yes.
And for you, and you doing that, it honestly, in truth, it offers them the opportunity to decide, do I identify with that or not? And if they don't, wonderful, because that's not your person, that's not your crowd, that's not your being. But those that do, they will gravitate towards you, just as we have.
See? There it is.
And what's really fun about the ego is we use it as a form of protection, because if we didn't depend on the ego to do so, then how else would we be able to wax and wane?
Yeah.
The ego even has its intentions. You
yes,
what
it
I
does.
Mean? You know?
There's a purpose for it.
There's a purpose for it. And the word, I love the word ego now, because I'm like, you know, that's just another form of relationship with self.
Yeah.
If we can understand how it moves and functions,
right.
then we really truly can say, oh, well, you know what? My ego was not in check the way it should have been. It was trying to protect me in a way that really truly didn't need to be protected.
Yeah.
It was more so using parts of what I like to call fear. It was using these fearful parts of me that wouldn't allow me to see. And so it just wanted to reject
it. And sometimes won't allow you to grow.
Nope. Not at all.
It'll keep you stagnant.
Mm-hmm.
It'll keep you in a judgmental space.
Yep. Yep.
You can't see the forest for the trees,
mm-hmm.
as old folks would say.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I get that.
Yep. It's very true. And I trust that at the same time, because sometimes we're not meant to receive something right then. Sometimes
yeah.
we're meant to hear it, let it sit in our subconscious, let it pop up in reality later. And then, yes, yes. Yes, like we had before we started this whole
deja
conversation.
Vu.
Strong.
Yeah, big time.
Mm-hmm.
Big time.
Mm-hmm.
And I do that sometimes too. I'm like, I've been here before.
Yeah.
Perhaps I have.
Yeah.
But that was preparation for me to be here right where I'm at now.
Yeah, yeah. And I always enjoy deja vu because it confirms that for me, just as it does for you.
Yeah.
It was time. It is time. I love it.
Girl.
You're right on track. Woo! I love some good old deja vu.
Yes. Okay. So we kind of already touched it. But mm-hmm. the next question was, At what point did you surrender and accept the power of your journey? Because some of us resist change and ignore those gut feelings that is trying to guide us to a place of surrender and acceptance. You know, and maybe that was ego. Excuse me, ego. It blocked all of that. Yeah, I can tell that something needs to adjust. You know, something needs to be tweaked. But I look good over here. You know, they are acknowledging me. That validation that I starved for is coming in. So I don't want to adjust myself. So they won't see me no more. You know?
When did I let go?
Because that's a process. That, my friend. It's one hell of a process.
When did I let go? I would have to say, I would have to say this summer, making the decision to take my own path and allow my child's father to take a different one. And knowing that in that I was surrendering to what it was, oh my gosh, to be a mother for one, and then, you know, to go through the journey that it is that I had with my child's father and recognize that I could hold on to this forever. I could know that there's something grander calling me, not in him, not in man, not in another person. But there is something that I needed to listen to, and I needed to break myself from that so that I could see, because I was so invested in being whatever I needed to be
for that relationship.
Not understanding that the true relationship wasn't him. It was me.
Yeah.
And remember how I told you, like, I had no problem hiding? I'd have no problem hiding. Hide behind that relationship, girl.
Yeah.
All day. But the second it is, it was like, I need you to do it. I felt something in me that was just like, you have to let go.
Oh, wow.
You have to let go of this perception that you have that without having someone beside you, that all of a sudden you're not anything.
Wow.
You're not worthy. Why are you single? That whole genre.
Why are you a single
mother? Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And I had family members judging me off jump because I had not before I was married. So that's while I'm carrying. And I'm going through things that it's saying, like, hey, you know, I think if you could just let go, you will see a grander picture. And now since I have, I do. I can see me now.
That's so beautiful.
And it's so freeing. Because now I understand what I was doing. I was attaching to that so that I couldn't see myself. Because looking at myself in the mirror, the true mirror, not the one that sits in the bathroom, but that true mirror of who I am supposed to be, what I am supposed to do, what energy is moving you. I avoided it. And like I said, when it finally made that call, I was saying, you gotta move, and you gotta move now. And I remember that feeling. I was just like, this is gonna hurt like hell.
Yes, yes.
But if I don't...
How did you prepare yourself for that? Because I've been in certain situations that I knew when it was time to jump ship. But at the point that I did do it, I just wasn't feeling no more.
Well, I was gonna say that's essentially what it came down to. This was years in the making.
Okay.
You know, this was two people coming together, young, with an immense amount of energy and a connection, because we had the same birthday and, you know, we had similar interests at the time, but we could not get along. But we feared that if, you know, this has to be divine, because how else would we just feel this particular type of way? But at the same time, could not get along. And I remember committing earlier than I really truly wanted to.
Yeah.
And that part was something that set me.
That's what people don't see.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which brings me back to that fear of surrendering, yeah. because you got all this validation from folks looking at you from the outside.
And so that entire time that I spent in that relationship, all I did was try to figure out, okay, what do I need to do so I can keep it? What do I need to do so I can keep it? And the universe is telling me, girl, what do you mean? What do you need to do? You need to keep working on you. Don't try to make, you can't force this.
Right.
This is something that is beyond you. Sometimes people come into your life because they need to give you the pressure so that you can become who you are. And I really, truly feel like that's what that was. But that pressure had, you eventually got to release or you're going to lose it. And that's where it is that it got to, was that point where I was like, you know what? We have truly been separating now for quite some time. Even in truth and honesty, even before I had my child.
I wasn't expecting this, but okay. I'm listening.
Even before my child, we were in that space.
I have no idea.
Yeah. But I and he were so determined to try and make it work that even in that, we were still learning and falling apart at the same time. And we just came to that point where it's like, we got to call it what it is.
Yeah.
And so that's what's grand about it now, is now that we called it what it is and then weathered that storm out, now he's good and I'm good. We can hang and have our child around and be cool. We know that we're not meant to make it happen the way that we have been taught it's supposed to happen. We're not a traditional family dynamic.
Right.
And I'm excited for the day he finds his wife. And he is excited for the day that I find mine. We say that to each other now. Like,
really?
We're like, yo, I know what's coming for you.
That is deep. Kayla, shout out to my homeboy too, because that's my brother. But I think that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Because you don't get that every day.
Mm-mm. And that's what I'm saying. Like, when you, this life that we have, there are no wrongs. It's when we step back and we say, I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for that time. I'm grateful for that space. It was hell. But who I am now, come on. It was worth coming into that.
Yeah.
You know, it was worth every bit of the try. It was worth every argument. It was worth all the different perceptions. Because now I can look at this person and be like, yo, I love you. And I understand that the way that this was supposed to happen has happened. Now we are here. Now we are here.
Wow.
You know, that's what's really cool.
And I think that's great, because that's a level of respect mm-hmm. that you're supposed to have.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Regardless of emotions.
Yeah.
Let's establish that respect first.
Yeah.
Because if you can get that, then your emotions will, you know, come secondhand.
Yeah.
It's not going to ruin,
mm-hmm.
you know, because Nine needs both of y'all.
Yes. She needs, and I stress this every bit, it does not matter how someone feels about what it is that I'm going through. What you will not do is show disrespect and think that that is okay. So when I say that, I mean this. If a family member didn't agree with us separating, and so they felt like they needed to treat somebody a certain type of way because they didn't agree.
Yeah.
Mind you, it's not your relationship.
Exactly. Let's start there.
But right.
Yeah, it's because Let me hit on that, because mm-hmm. family can be dangerous,
mm-hmm.
especially when they feel like that they are vested mm-hmm. in your situation
mm-hmm.
when it ain't got nothing to do with them.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been there.
Mm-hmm.
I know how that is.
Yeah.
I know how my connection with one person might be completely destroyed because of my disconnect with another person.
Mm-hmm.
And that disconnect with this person destroyed this because these two people are kin to each other.
Mm-hmm.
But it ain't got shit to do with you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
What happened, it should be between me and this individual. So
yeah.
I get that.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah. And that's
dangerous.
It's really dangerous, because then when you show that to the child, that they can then disrespect this person. Now, the very honor of that being father, that being mother,
exactly.
you ruin it.
Exactly. Because shit rolls downhill.
Yes.
Because when they see the two have turned against this person,
mm-hmm.
then everybody else falls in line.
Mm-hmm.
And what good does that do?
None.
Because what are you getting out of that?
None. Nothing. There is nothing that can be received from that particular type of energy.
And like you said, it's teaching these kids mm-hmm. to be spiteful.
Yeah.
Yeah. And to be hateful towards somebody that they probably genuinely love and care about.
Yeah.
All because of your experience with this person. That ain't cool.
Now you think like your parents are being petty, right?
Yeah.
And you as a child are watching that. And you start thinking, oh, this is how relationships work.
Yep.
This is how, oh, I see, because children see the energy before they understand the words. You know, that's off jump. So when they see that happen, they interpret that. And then they sit in that vibration of, oh, that's how this moves. Oh, that's how this functions. And then the child comes into adult, like, gotta reverse it, not understanding that the relationship wasn't meant to happen simply because it was not meant to happen.
That's real talk. You know?
Woo-wee. That wasn't our call. That was something bigger.
And why can't everybody be okay with that?
Because I feel like at the same time, the challenge in it then challenges you. And we need that resistance sometimes. You know? That's why I say I don't fall anywhere where they are. Yeah. I just have to lay down the energy that sits within me and how I want to see things move forward.
Yeah.
So if I understand that's my child and my child's father is there, we're going to automatically acknowledge the way that it is we treat each other is important.
It is.
And we can do nothing better than to govern ourselves with respect, regardless of how we feel.
That's right.
So that we can all move forward. That way we can be the support we need to be for one another. And it's not like, it's not being left alone where you're by yourself and your family on the other end because they don't agree with you.
Yeah.
When agreement has truth and honesty, very little to do. It has very little to do with respect. You don't gotta agree with me, but you're going to respect me.
That's right. And just imagine the fact that we are all one big village, specifically for these little ones.
Mm-hmm.
So when y'all all messy, they're missing out.
Yeah.
But now, who do they choose? Who do they love?
Mm-hmm.
Who do they go to?
Right.
Who do they reach out to?
Yep. And we could have
that is so real.
We could have such a closer connection and dynamic if it could be that we could respect one another and where we are in our emotions and our feelings. Now sometimes we gotta withdraw and move away, and that's fine.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. You know, we're
you gotta
not
go through it.
We,
but that's okay.
Go through it. But it is important to respect where someone is and what they're going through.
Yes.
And not to show a child that this is how you govern yourself in the world. Being haphazard with your emotions.
Yeah.
And not caring anything about what is going to be paid forward. You know? I can't sit with that. So I made it a statement early that I wasn't gonna move like that. And in that universe, we ain't doing it.
Exactly.
And in that, I haven't had that problem. Not at all on either side. Everyone's just been like, yo, let's help. Let's do. What do you need? What do y'all need? What's the next steps? How are you feeling? Are you okay? I remember picking up my daughter one day after working a long shift. Actually, it was the next day after. I remember picking her up. And she was like, hi, mommy, hi. And I remember bawling.
Aww.
Because I had missed her. Separation's not easy.
No, trust me. I'm dealing with that right now.
It is not easy. That's not easy at all. And the child not being able to be in your life like you planned, that's a hard thing to grasp.
It is.
But when his mother came and was like, you know what, it's okay. That meant so much to me.
I bet it did.
That meant so much to me. Because I knew where she was in her heart and she understood. Now, if it was that she was so caught up in her feelings, imagine what that would have turned into instead.
Yes.
You know?
It wouldn't have done anybody any good.
None. And I'm already tore apart trying to figure this out. You know? And she just gently was able to be like, I understand.
And embraced you.
Yeah. And it was as simple as that. She didn't have to tell me her opinion. None of it. You see what I'm saying? That's why this energy thing is so important. That's why spirituality is so important.
Yeah.
Because we don't have time for this no more. We've gotten to a point where we're fed up.
Yeah.
That's why we're moving this way.
Right.
Right. So we gotta embrace it.
Right.
You feel me? It's not doing us harm.
Everybody gotta respect it.
It definitely, because in truth, it's just what it is. This is the dynamic we are in. You know, and it's not doing us harm. It's not doing us harm to know who you are, to know self, to know what is going on within.
That is so real. And I'm really happy for you.
Thank you.
For real.
Thank you.
I'm happy for you. I'm happy for him. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. All right, y'all. We back. Last episode with Kayla was very, very enlightening. And she's back with me now. We're going to finish up this conversation because, you know, there's always, like she said, a perception in life that comes with stillness and growth. And I really feel that just what you've been describing has been just that, is your growth in perceiving life and that being your journey. Mm-hmm. So my next question is, when did you know that you wanted to get into helping others see their journey more deeply? And then you started hosting like events and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So when did that happen for you?
Well, I would say the event truly came to me a year ago. Venti came to me a year ago, and it was the intention of us getting together as a community. Venting about what it is going on in our lives as a way of settling down from the work environment.
Right.
Come, you know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
Settling down from that, being able to communicate where we are in our heart spaces, kind of have a bit of talk about a particular topic, and then moving into yoga as a way to settle the body down before going to sleep. It's kind of like bringing yourself down from a frenzy.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that event came to me a year ago. I have had a taste for helping people.
Yes, you have. Because unbeknown to you, you've been very helpful to me. Just putting that out there.
Okay. I tell you, it is an honor. I promise, it's a spirit movement. It has been spirit before I've even been conscious of it.
Well, we needed to recognize it because, you know, sometimes you have to have that other person mm-hmm. to see you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. Everybody can't do that.
Yeah, and that's why I always say this is an honor. It always is. But in that, I started having, you know, bits and tastes for what that would be like. Yeah. I was originally thinking, like, it, you know, working at our old corporate office.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, you know, I could teach yoga to them.
Right.
You know, I could help with their morale or something. I was like, the energy in here. I just feel this desire to want to shift it so that everyone can feel a bit better.
Right.
And I started asking myself, girl, what is that? What was that? What do you call that?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, well, I guess, like, you know, it's spiritual guidance, but it's like, it's something I feel like it's, I haven't brought into a word yet, but it's as tangible as that right now.
Exactly.
You know? And that truly came to me, like I said, this summer after, was that, you know, I had finally been like, you know, I'm ready.
Yeah.
That's when I was like, all right, this is what it is. And this is what we're going to call it for now.
Right.
So that we can at least make it something tangible.
Exactly.
And we're going to move on it.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's so dope because, you know, I think it gives people an opportunity and a space to be open
mm-hmm.
and mm-hmm. to look at their life's journey
mm-hmm.
from a different perspective. You know, people don't even realize that sometimes you have to take a step back
mm-hmm.
and try to see it for what it is, but then try to understand what that is mm-hmm. so you can navigate a little bit better.
Yeah.
And so in doing that and helping people get that perspective, why is that important to you? Why is that something you feel like you need to do or you want to do?
You know, some days when I'm like exhausted and I'm unsure if it is that I did, you know, I'm unsure if it is that I made the impact. I somehow can't stop.
Wow.
You know,
wow.
I can't stop. There's something that doesn't, no matter how unsure, I don't feel discouraged.
That's, you know, deep. That's a big part of it.
That's, I feel like, what we call a calling.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Where it's just like, no matter what way, shape, form, or fashion, I try to resist, try to move, try this, I'm doing it even when I'm not consciously doing it.
Yeah.
And now I'm consciously doing
it. That's your purpose.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it sounds like to me you figured out exactly what it is you're supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than just doing what you feel like you should be doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, just for, you know, the external pleasures.
Yeah. And for me, it's like it pleasures me to see others be like, I see myself. I see bits and pieces of myself. It's an honor to be a reflection.
Yeah.
You know? That takes an immense amount of responsibility, you know?
It does.
To want to sit with myself and make sure that I'm good before I ever go and stand in front of someone.
Yeah, because you know what? That's a good thing that you're pointing out, because people that have the ability to care for others,
mm-hmm.
sometimes they don't take good care of themselves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. look at some of our nurses and doctors.
Yeah.
You know, they spend so much time assisting people with, you know, their health issues and getting them healthy that they neglect themselves sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm just speaking in terms of my experiences. I grew up, both of my aunties were nurses,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they spent enormous amount of hours.
Mm-hmm.
When I tell you the time that they spent working,
mm-hmm.
I can never imagine. But yet, mm-hmm. I can see how they let themselves, you know, not mm-hmm. they didn't take good care of themselves,
mm-hmm.
too,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah, there's a true art to caregiving, you know, and I feel an art and a discipline. Because you have to be disciplined enough within yourself to know, you know what, I need a break.
Yeah.
And you have to feel...
And not feel bad about it.
Yeah, and not feel even a slight bit bad about it, you know? And at the same time, understand that there's... this is an art to know what your purpose is and how you move it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so sometimes you gotta step back and be like, I need a break. And then you go back in, you see, you do your work. You let spirit move you. And you step back and be like, phew.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That is something that caregivers aren't taught how to do that.
Exactly.
And they're not really given they're given the days off. But even in the days off, are they given the psychologist, you know, or the therapist?
Right.
To be able to filter through that. Because that's a lot of energy.
It is.
All day. And then we're talking 12. My cousin's wife is a nurse.
Yeah.
And she does 12-hour shifts. And she just had a child. And she just got her master's.
Ooh.
Okay. Now all of that, I would have been like, girl, I need you to sit down for a minute.
Yeah.
Just don't do anything.
Don't do nothing.
Desensationalize yourself a bit, because you think about how much we're stimulated. We don't take that time to step back. That's the art of it, is knowing
when to step back
and when to go in.
Yeah.
You know? And it can't be, it's hard, because caregiving is moved as caregiving is moved by money. You know?
That's true.
And so it's a hard juggle. But the greatest thing you could ever do is start asking yourself, well, what do I need on these days off?
Yeah.
What's necessary? Put it in motion before, so that way you don't sabotage yourself. Because as caregivers, we good for being like, all right, one more person. All right, one more person. All right, one more person. Knowing we are dead,
like, you
tired.
Can't even keep your eyes open.
Yeah.
But one more person. Yeah. And
that's,
you know what that describes?
Wow.
Mothers.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
That's why I'm only having one.
There you go. Listen.
She's it. I can't do no more. It's so much.
I would not have had so much of an appreciation for it until mm-hmm. I became one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, and I have to back my husband off sometimes, because mm-hmm. he don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
Quit asking me to do something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When you walk in here, don't ask me for nothing.
Yeah, you gotta
do
it yourself.
And I mean that.
You gotta do it yourself.
You have to know when to stop.
Yeah.
And when to demand your space.
Yeah.
Like, especially as mothers and wives.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta do that.
Yeah.
Or you will, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Hey, that's important.
It is. And even the friend, you know, we have friends and
that will suck the life out of you.
And you swear at the same time you grateful for it because you're probably doing the same thing to them, but even that requires space.
It does.
Yeah, girl. Woo, woo, woo. Yeah, even that requires space. But we fear that. We fear separating from everybody else and sitting down with ourselves for a little bit and being like, all right, are you okay?
Yeah.
You know, because we think, oh, if we miss something, if we, you know, if we don't connect with this, if we don't do that, then all of a sudden it's the end of the world.
Yeah.
But we have to start being
and
able to sit.
That's that fear of that judgment that might happen, that what if.
Yep.
That if I don't, then this.
Yep.
That's coupled all into that.
Yeah.
And it will bring you down to your knees.
Yep. Yep.
You got to take care of you.
Yeah.
That is so real.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is so real.
And the beautiful part is that, like, once you sit down and you start having those little bits and pieces of conversation, and you go back into the world, you come back, little bits and pieces of conversation, you go in the world, come back. Like I said, everything else, you go out, you come back.
Yeah.
You know, when you start to do that, then you can start to offer yourself little bit by little bit. Then you can start to communicate what you will and won't. You know, I never imagined myself feeling strong enough to be able to speak as I do now. You know, never.
Yeah.
This was not, if you were to ask the child, Kayla, do you think you can speak like that? Girl, hold me. And I talked a lot.
Yeah.
And I was still like, oh no, but I don't have the confidence for that. To speak in your truth?
Yeah.
Oh.
And I think, you know what? I think that probably caused... not being able to speak in my truth caused me to react negatively when it came to coping mechanisms.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't feel that I had the voice to say, this is what I'm doing over here and I'm okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have it.
Mm-hmm.
So I would accept whatever it was that I was given.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, make choices that didn't suit me that I shouldn't have been making.
Yeah.
And being okay in that choice without recognizing that I didn't have to do that.
Yeah.
Had I realized that I had my own voice.
Yeah. Yeah.
That it didn't matter what nobody else thought.
Mm-mm. Nope. It really didn't. And we're taught that from kids, though, you know. When we're being parent, when our parents are just trying to do the best that they can. With the situation that they're given.
Yeah.
You know.
And what they were taught.
You just reflect back and you'd be like, you know what? I understand. I'm grateful for that space. I appreciate not being able to speak then because maybe then I wasn't ready. You know.
Yes.
But am I now?
Yes. Because what I've had to do is get over the fact that I am where I am at the time in my life that I'm at. Because if I had been here 10 years ago, I wouldn't have been prepared for it. I couldn't have managed.
Yep.
Wouldn't have been able to deal.
Yep. Yeah.
That's real.
Yeah. Yeah.
So is it your hope to do your part to change the way we see ourselves and experiences in your work?
Yeah.
Ultimately changing the world, girl.
Ultimately,
that's your contribution to changing the world.
I heard that again. This is my second time hearing this today. That's
Receive
why I said,
it.
Oh, deja vu.
Receive it.
I think that my gift is being able to help you see you, and I think my grander one is to help with balance.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I know that there are a lot of people who can teach that, but... I feel as though I'm kind of coming into a space where I know how to instruct it and not in the way that it's been taught to us in recent.
Yeah.
But something where it's as simple as a layout and as grand as you make it.
Wow.
That's my bigger.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I get that. Yes. Ooh. That's right there. Yes.
Yeah, that's what I feel like my contribution. So that's what I'm working on.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. So what's next for Kayla? No, you've got the Venti thing. So tell us a little bit more about Venti.
Yeah.
So how did that develop and what is it?
Venti is was originally this concept I came up with about a year ago. Before it is, I could truly move on it. It was just like, oh, this would be great. And I talked to my best friend about it. Tried it out. Didn't work. You know?
Okay.
But I kept it. I was like, something about this is good. And synchronicities happen. I run into this beautiful woman named Charlene at a vegan festival.
Wow.
Vegan food festival.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she has these beautiful scrubs and these beautiful daughters. And we're talking and she's like, you know, what do you do? I was like, I do a lot of things.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I was going to say, something was just like, Hayla, just bring it down to one. I was like, okay, yoga. And she was like, well, I have a space and, you know, my parents have this space and they want to be able to, you know, kind of get some traction, some movement within it. How would you feel about, you know, teaching, doing an event or something there?
Wow.
And
just
I was
like that?
Yeah. And that's how I felt on the inside.
The next vegan doggone spot with
it
you.
It was divine because, you know, I was there for this other job and. It was divine. She was right beside me. We got to talk and get to know each other. And she was like, hey, come check out this space. And I did. And I was like, I can do this. It's right. Time. Let's bring Venti back. Because I was originally like, I could just teach yoga.
Yeah.
But I was like, nah, it's something that there's...
Because you were doing that for a little bit.
Yeah. was teaching children. I was teaching adults. I was teaching those that you know, have special needs. You know, I had and I loved it, but I was like, something, it was like, okay, but you have these skills, but I need you to keep moving.
Yeah.
And so now I have this event that it is that I do. I try to anticipate making this a 2 to 3 times a month.
Yeah.
Where we're able to get together. And we have a topic. I love to talk relationships. I'm not going to front. Because a relationship with self and a relationship with another person, the other person be reflecting yourself. And so I love a good relationship, okay? I love a good relationship.
Yes.
So a lot of times I will want to have that discussion because it's so central to our experience.
Right.
You know? It's
hence
where we
the
are.
Word vent.
Yes. Vent.
Yes.
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 So, So vent tea is where we bring food, we bring community, we bring talk, we bring yoga all into one place for about 2 hours or so. And
that's
then
beautiful.
And then we separate, knowing that it is we all had a connection to something. We were all able to sit and talk and let it go.
That's beautiful.
Gain something and move on.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
And you know what? So many people have or don't have a way of expressing themselves.
Yeah.
You know, we all walk around here with stuff bottled up all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that contributes to our mental health disparities.
Yeah.
You know, the seriousness of depression.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you are providing that space for people.
Yeah.
Like I said, you're saving the world, girl. Listen, whether you think you are or not.
That's a heavy one to say. I think my friend ended up saying this really well. He was like, you know, I finally took the world off my back and recognized that I'm doing everything that it is that I can.
And that's all you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. And so this is me. This is me doing everything that it is that is within me. You know? So that on the day that it is that I shift from physical to wherever else, I know that I fulfilled. And that's what I'm living for, is that feeling, you know?
Yeah.
It's that.
Yeah. And that's really, that's basically what you're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, have that fulfillment for self, knowing that someone else has learned how to self-fulfill.
Yeah. Because we're all legit. Like I said, I feel as though if this is my imagination and everyone were sitting in front of me, that's a responsibility. You got to respect every energy.
Yeah.
Every time.
Wow.
Because in that, you're then doing the same for yourself. So how can't I, you know? And I'm not perfect. You know, I have my days where I'm like, a whole WTF. I don't know if babies are listening because I got one in the room, yeah. But a whole WTF. Yeah. I have said things that it is that I had to go back and reflect on. Yeah. You know, yeah. I have had to check myself multiple times.
Yeah.
All the time, as a matter of fact. But that's what keeps me humble. And that's what keeps me humane. That's what keeps me grounded.
But let me give my audience a little bit of perspective on that. Let's give our teachers a break. You know, let's give our spiritual guiders, our philosophers, give them a break. Because I was watching a video that Chef Aki was doing, mm-hmm. and she was doing like her favorite things, and she was drinking some tea. Mm-hmm. Somebody commented, "Sis, why are you drinking manufactured tea?" Oh, because they saw the little tag hanging off of the string of the tea bag. Mm-hmm. And she was like, "Well, why don't you send me what you feel like I ought to have?"
Right.
Leave that lady alone. Our leaders, our teachers, our human beings. Mm-hmm. And like you said, some days are a big old WTF.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
You know, you are providing tools for people to be able to use to, you know, not only manifest, but to be able to navigate. But at the same time, how could I ask that from a perfect person?
Yeah.
Because if you are a perfect person providing perfect tools, that can't help me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not perfect.
Yes. Yes, and we're not.
So let's give our loved ones a bit of a break, y'all. Like, let's chill.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Yeah.
So it's okay if you have a WTF friend. I will allow you to have that.
It's relieving when I hear stuff like that, because it's huge. It's huge when I feel as though this generation that I'm sitting right now and the people that it is I'm starting to meet, and they're kind of starting to feel the same way. Like I said, my friend was like, "Yo, I finally feel like I can take the world off my back for him."
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's heavy. It's heavy. So we're not perfect. We honestly need the chaos and the WTS to be able to then be like, you know what, I can settle this down. I can see it. Now let me articulate it so that maybe you can help with your experience.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
So we need it. So that getting on Chef Aki about some tea.
Yeah.
I would be the person to be like,
I wanted to comment, but then I was like, you know, I don't want to back and forth with this person, but mm-hmm. it made me feel a certain way. I'm like, leave that lady alone.
Yeah, allow her tea to be her tea.
Whatever it is.
Seriously.
That's her business.
Seriously. That's the unfortunate part. You know, everything has its duality. That's the unfortunate part about social media, you know, experiences. People will dive further into the opinion about what someone else does before they even check themselves.
Before they check themselves, you know. And ain't no telling what this person was probably over there, you know, gnawing on a steak.
Right.
And you checking Chef Aki?
Right.
Sit down.
And I have to ask, what is your lifestyle like where you can then call me out about what I do? Like, at the end of the day, there's no comparison. You don't need to look at what I do and then be like, oh, well, she's drinking tea. Oh, that's got to be the center of it. You missing her whole meal. Trying to focus on the tea.
You are missing the entire message.
Yes.
She is a message.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes our gifts aren't in pretty bows.
Yep.
They aren't wrapped in gold wrapping.
Yep.
But
yep.
you have to realize that what the gift is,
yes.
that's what's necessary.
Yes.
It doesn't matter about, you know, everything, all the frivolous crap, you know, and we got to give our leaders a break. I just feel like that, you know.
Yeah, 100.
So, all right. So the next one is, remember, I told you we was going to get to this. Didn't I tell you?
Let's go.
So this is a question that my son asked me
mm-hmm.
when he saw that picture of me on the fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
That's my senior photo.
Mm-hmm.
And I was 17 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked me, what would you tell her now?
Oh.
So I'm going to ask you. What would you tell your 17-year-old self? And I reflect on the age of 17 because you are just graduating high school.
Mm-hmm.
You are transitioning into adulthood.
Mm-hmm.
And you still don't know what the you're doing.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
But what would you tell her now? Yes.
Can I also say that 17 is a special number to me because that's the day that I am born on in December.
And I did not know that.
I love
it. And I call myself your friend. And that 17 wasn't on purpose.
No, it's
but
okay.
But I'm just saying.
It's okay.
But that's how the universe works.
That number to me is so special. And that particular age for me was so special.
Yes.
And I would have to tell her, girl, just hold on.
Yes.
Because if you knew what I know now, you wouldn't even be upset.
Yes.
Just hold on.
Yes. Woo! Yes. I know. It's okay. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I know it's hard. I know that it's
hard.
It is hard to see that. It's hard. But it is not impossible.
It's okay. You know, because at that, when I look at her, I'm talking about me, y'all. Y'all seen the photo on Instagram when I posted it and I told y'all what my son said. And my response to her was, speak less, learn more, and get out of the hood. That's probably what I would have told her. But the golden nugget was to speak less and learn more. Mm-hmm. And I say that because in my speaking, not even speaking, in my yelling, in my screaming, in my crying, in my kicking, in my fighting, in my not understanding, in my confusion, I probably could have learned a little bit more about myself. Mm-hmm. Had I allowed my inner voice to be okay with me.
Yeah.
If I had allowed myself to be okay with my inner voice. I wasn't okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't okay with my desires to be artistic.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's not what was going on around me.
Yeah.
So I'd be damned if I let it out.
Yeah.
I wasn't okay with wanting more for myself. Because
mm-hmm.
nobody else around me, they wanted more, but they wanted more of what they wanted for me.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't have nothing to do with me.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that everybody thought I should be was what they wanted me to be.
Mm-hmm.
It had shit to do with me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm fighting against all of that, mm-hmm. you know, with depression mm-hmm. and attempts on myself.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
starting at that age
mm-hmm.
and moving forward
mm-hmm.
and fighting and domestic disputes and, you know, all the time that I spent crying and just screaming because I wasn't self-confident enough to just tell these folk that ain't what I want.
Yeah. Yeah.
Had I just known to just say that, then I wouldn't have had to say as much.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, because that's basically all I was doing, was fighting to be okay.
Yeah.
Fighting with for everybody else to be okay with who I am.
Yeah.
Not realizing that I'm dealing with a whole lot of other crap that I ain't never dealt with before.
Yeah.
From times before that age. I got a lot of stuff in the bag,
mm-hmm.
in the trunk back here,
mm-hmm.
that I'm carrying into the forward. But I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And I believe stillness, meditation and reflection
mm-hmm.
and silence
mm-hmm.
has given me that recognition to know that that's what that was all about.
Mm-hmm.
I was screaming and crying and kicking and fighting because I didn't understand, you know, what I was dealing with.
Yeah.
I couldn't figure out how to cope.
Yeah.
I couldn't figure out how to just say, this is who I am.
Yeah.
I couldn't figure it out.
But you know something, Renee, though?
And that's okay.
I was going to say, girl, and you know it's okay because you made it. You here.
Yeah.
You feel me? But look at where you are. What you are able to teach. What you are doing. There is no mistakes. None. Because of who your audience, who you are speaking to.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? When it gets beyond you.
Yeah.
That's why you can't even knock it for a minute. This is intentional. You feel me?
Yeah, I do. And I'm still learning to be okay with that.
It's okay.
Yeah, I got a long way to go.
Yeah, but. And that's okay. But that's what I'm saying. That's okay, because when you come to that, it's going to be exactly what's going to be delivered forward to the next person. Yeah. It's never wrong. You're not ever wrong. We are all just trying to do the best that we can.
Yeah.
And the more that it is that we come into, that's my fear, is that the more that we come into our self-knowledge of self, the one thing I don't want anyone to do is be like, oh no. Oh no. Yeah. If only. No. Celebrate. Because that's what brought you here.
Yeah. Now yeah, because you I gotta give myself a break. And my mother-in-law said that, you know, mm-hmm. learn to give yourself a break.
Yeah.
Don't be so hard on yourself. That's what she said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's easy for us to do so. It's so easy. It's so auto. You know? I think we give ourselves more hard times than we do breaks. Not as bad as the fact that I know it. I know we give ourselves more hard times than we do breaks.
Oh, for sure.
That would be dope if it is. We could flip it and be like, you know what? I'm going to give myself a break for a minute. Let's have some balance in the two.
You know, I am my own worst critic. I think the criticism I foresee from other people is the criticism I'm putting into myself. Mm-hmm. You know, it takes me a while to recognize that that's me putting me down. And it doesn't have anything to do with anybody else. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have anything to do with people pleasing. Mm-hmm. Not anymore.
Not at all.
I'm so done doing that.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Why do you think I lock my hair? Because I don't, you know, mm-hmm. I don't care about that stuff anymore.
Yeah.
I'm not this.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yep.
I want to be healthy. I want to continue to learn. I want to be smart. I want to be a good parent. I want to be a good wife. And I just want to be an overall good person.
Yeah. And what's fun about that is that you put the word want into every single one of those sentences,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
You are. Now let's now create that into an affirmation. Now we're talking about reprogramming the subconscious.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
I get that.
You got this, Renee.
Oh, my God. Y'all see what I'm talking about? Nicole, I posted. I love being able to have people around me that check on my spirit.
Yeah.
You know, you don't care, you know, if I got the latest this, that, and the other. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't mm-hmm. care about that. Mm-hmm. How your spirit doing?
Yes.
Where your soul at today?
Yes.
So thank you, because you know, you've given that to me, just, you know, from a woman to a woman. You know, I have that, you know, in a friend now that I probably didn't have before in a lot of people. And I spent a lot of time with a lot of people. Okay? A lot of time with a lot of people that probably are in need of what I needed. And we just didn't know it.
Mm-hmm. And now you get to be that person. You see how this just keeps on rolling, and that's why I can't stop.
Bring it forward.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's why I want to talk to people that can bring forward these
mm-hmm.
perspectives.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, it's so cold out there.
Yeah.
And so many people feel so alone.
Yeah.
You know, but if you come here and you can hear, you know, our conversations, somebody will feel like, dang,
mm-hmm.
I don't have to feel by myself.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not so bad after all. That's the whole point.
Not at all.
That's the whole point. All right. So last but not least, tell us about all the services that you offer and where can you be found? How can people find you?
Okay. So I can be found on Instagram.
Yes.
It is Psychic Kilo, K-I-L-O.
Yes.
Spell
psychic for my...
Psychic. K I L O.
My phonics friends out there. We love y'all too. We know y'all out there. Yeah.
All right. My biggest thing has always been, I don't mind reading palm. I don't mind being intuitive. But my biggest has always been the relationship with yourself.
Yes.
So spiritual guidance is my ultimate, my overall. I can really honestly read a palm and flip it into, okay, listen, honey.
Yeah.
Here's where we need to go.
Yeah.
So that in literally a nutshell, that is my service. You feel me?
Wow.
Now, beyond that, like I said, I am going to be teaching classes soon.
Okay.
How to connect with intuition, how to further advance it. For those that are empathic.
Don't look at me like that.
Yes. I'm teaching that as well. I am moving with the intention of self-awareness.
Yes.
You know, if you happen to notice that you're picking up energies and you're like, but I don't know anything about myself. Okay, then we need to, you got the energy portion. Yeah. Let's talk about self. Let's talk about the relationship with self.
Right.
You got the relationship with self and you're like, all right, cool. I'm thinking that I may be this. I'm not sure. I just want to explore it. Okay, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
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 That's dope.
So teaching and serving.
See? Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
And I appreciate that you know that that's what you're supposed to be doing,
mm-hmm.
because so many of us are still trying to figure it out. And sometimes we need that person that has it,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
an understanding
yeah.
to get us to yeah. see the light in ourselves.
Yeah.
You know what I'm yeah. saying?
So that's why I said there's no wrong. Because you think about it, even in you doing this, think about what you're inspiring. You feel me?
Yeah. That's, you know, and that's all I want
mm-hmm.
is for this platform to be... You know, I'm giving people my experiences, mm-hmm. not just in a selfish way,
mm-hmm.
but in connections.
Yeah.
You know, if I experience a connection, I want to share that with people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people that probably don't know that it's okay to be who they are, and yeah. they'll find somebody that'll be okay with who they
yeah.
are. Because we're out here.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, Renee. Yes. Girl, thank you for this.
No.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank that you. Was good. That was good. Hell. I love you. Thank you so much.
You're
doing amazing. Thank you so much.
You. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, girl. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, see, y'all, this is what the flow experience is all about. I remember my cousin Wayne asked me to kind of describe that. And it's not a cookie cutter. It's not cut and dry. My experience with the human connection, with spirituality, with self, is very fluid. And sometimes I have a good nugget of information, or sometimes I just want to pour it all out there. And what I pour out there ain't for everybody. And if it ain't for you, that's okay. But this is a safe space. And so I would like to bless the safe space with people like Kayla. And I believe that I've done that today.
Yeah.
So thank you so much.
Thank you.
And if you are listening and you would like to share your journey on the flow experience or comment on today's episodes, hit me up on IG at flo.exp, or you can send me an email to theflowexperience19@gmail.com. And we are done, y'all. I thank you so much for your time, your patience, your love, your support. It's your girl Flo, loving me, loving you. Peace, y'all.